Queens of Adventure is made possible through the support of listeners like you who support the show on Kickstarter and Patreon. Mark your calendars for the first Queens of Adventure live stream. It's a fundraiser for Seattle Children's Hospital, November 4th at 1 p.m. Pacific. I'll have full details at the end of the episode, and head over to bit.ly/extralifeseattle to watch us live and get all the info. Previously on Queens of Adventure. Far below the surface of the island, a volcanic cave is lit by fire and magma thick with the scent of sulfur. The heat would be deadly to most people, but not to you, Butylene O'Kipple, a tiefling of devilish ancestry. You no longer have your alchemy tools or your formula book. Without them, you cannot create any of your magical extracts or mutagen. Tinkering at the workstations are little devil-like creatures. At last, a new master has been sent. Welcome, we are at your command.
Hey girls, what do you got to drink around here? I am thirsty.
Oh yes, of course. We've been very, very busy. Old Master left us with assignments to create more lava babies.
Ooh, those sound cute.
There is a page here that you recognize written in your handwriting, and it is your formula for mutagen.
Ooh, thank you. I've been looking for that.
He says, oh, yes, yes. The ingredient list came from spellbook that Old Master found.
Do you have any other pages like this?
Oh, no. Old Master took the book and disappeared up to the surface.
I'm going to require your services for another job. North of the resort is a village known as Watersport. There, you will find an archive building. In that archive is a safe containing a scroll case. You're to retrieve that scroll case and any other documents in the safe and return here within 3 days.
This place is called Watersport. Is there a bathhouse anywhere that we can, like...
We just want to rent a room.
Pay extra for anonymous entry.
Right.
Ahead of you, you see the wreckage of small wooden buildings leaning haphazardly against each other. To your right, a cliff topped by a large lighthouse.
First of all, I would like to point out the phrasing that the cliff was being topped by a... lighthouse.
Cliff must be like a professional.
Honestly. Yeah.
Meanwhile, inside the lighthouse, you've got the imp hoisted up.
Nobody told me anyone was coming up here.
Yeah, this is a pop-up inspection from corporate, and we just want to make sure you're on task. So tell us exactly what you're doing. And tell me who your boss is again.
Barb, of course.
Barb Wire? Maybe ask who Barb is.
Where is Barb?
Down in Town Hall, of course. That's where the boss works and keeps everything of value that's left in this town.
You fall and land with a splat in a pit right next to Freya.
Found her.
12 plus 1 is 13. I'm gonna die, guys.
A pulsing blob of slime plops down from the side of the pit, landing at your feet with a wet splat.
Bitch, I'm not trying to fight this motherfucker anymore.
You, with your fresh breath and your trident in your mouth, hand over hand, you pull yourself up out of the pit, and you hear from the distance, in the darkness, in the mist, thump, 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 louder and louder. Welcome back, everybody, to another Queens of Adventure adventure. Hi, we're all gathered around, ready to take on the world, right?
Yeah.
I'm ready to slay some dudes and take some nudes.
Is that your Real Housewives tagline?
Now that I don't have to steal one from Butylene anymore, yes.
You just turn around and you have an apple in your hand.
Oh, it's not an apple.
It's a dildo.
It's a dildo.
I was going to say a flesh jack, but close enough.
We'll have all the nudes will be fully posted on the website and
on the Twitter account. It'll be on the Twitter account.
I'd be like that one person on America's Next Top Model when they do the nude photo shoots. He's like, this is against my morals. And then Tyra has to like pressure them and then eliminate them at the end of the episode.
People want to see your tutors.
Speaking of things on the internet, we have some fabulous sponsors for this episode. Sister Chrissy in Portland is our sponsor this week. Hey. Thank you, Sister Chrissy.
Hey, yo, sis.
Hey, Chrissy Kians.
Sister Chrissy got some delightful art from Chad Sell of her D&D character.
Cool. Oh my
gosh. It is pretty
fantastic.
Was
that the one that was in the Discord channel?
I believe she is, yes.
With the habit.
She's got the habit.
So
and makeup.
Cool.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. So BT Dubs, listeners, you can join our Discord channel if you'd like to chat along with us. That's at queensofadventure.com. Just click on the little Discord icon. It's like a little chat room where we're just hanging out and talking about the show when we're not making it.
I love the Discord channel. It's so much fun to connect with people.
I didn't realize that I was going to find a caveat to interact with listeners that was actually going to be like personable and like having conversations with people.
See, I need to get on that more often.
It's really, really neat.
I check it like 3 times a day.
I should probably just do it while I'm at work when I'm bored. When I don't have checks to run.
Yeah, there you go. And we would also like to thank Russell Bloomdale for sponsoring season 1. Thank you, Russell.
Thank you, Russell.
Thanks, Russell.
You make my heart Bloomdale.
So huge thanks to everyone who makes the show possible, either on Kickstarter or on Patreon, the folks who are giving on an ongoing basis and getting some rewards over there. Thank you to everyone who's pitched in and made themselves part of the Queens of Adventure family.
Thanks.
All right, let's get into some adventure. It is just past midnight, and a clammy fog drifts over the seaside town of Watersport. As first Freya and then Harlot scramble out of a muddy pit on the outskirts of town. From below, you hear the sound of a hostile ooze monster pursuing you. As you catch your breath, you hear from the direction of town square a thump, thump, thump of something heavy and metallic coming your way along the road. Freya, it's your turn in combat.
I mean, are we still combating?
That slime is still down there, and it is still interested in you.
I mean, I'm very interesting, and I'm very single and very attractive, so of course it would be interested in me. I'm going to help Harlot up, and we're going to scurry our way to behind the bushes and just peer over to see what's coming towards us. I'm going to drag her with me. Very quiet.
Drag her.
I'm just going to go, and I'm hoping that Harlot follows.
I would consider that a help action.
Yep, someone help her up, and I'm going to walk towards the bush.
Help her up, and then just back slowly into the foliage.
Yes.
Okay, so you're about 10 feet away from the edge of the pit now.
All right.
And a glob of jelly, crackling with magical energy, soars up out of the pit. It splashes at Harlot's feet, and then with a loud crack, it explodes into a fireball that engulfs you and throws burning embers into nearby foliage. You're going to take, Harlot, 5 points of fire damage. You can hear the ooze slowly climbing up the wall of the hole. Harlot, it's your turn now, and those thumps from the direction of town are getting louder.
I'm going to grab her, and we're going to run for the bushes.
Okay. So Frey's already in the bushes, so okay. You can just, like, run over to her.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of, like, blindly running into the dark.
Yeah, I'm just gonna give a quick, hey!
Just crash into Freya there in the shrubbery. And the two of you just, like, slam into each other.
Sorry, let's go.
And as you're whispering to each other, you can hear that thump, thump, thump. It's getting louder.
So, and it's between us and the town.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to move our way back towards the cliff face, do you think we could skirt around that?
Yeah, you could go east to sneak along the cliffside towards town, or you could go west toward the sound of the waves crashing on the beach.
I say let's go cliffside, because there'll be more of a clear path there, and I'll be able to see better, so...
I'm nodding my head yes.
So if you want to start like just dashing in the other direction.
Yep.
Because you're injured and I don't have any super powerful attacks or weapons unless I can. And I'm hindered because it's dark out.
and we're still rolling with disadvantage.
Yeah. Like, we need to be able to group back up, take a long rest, but that might not happen until Butylene finishes whatever she has to do. Hopefully she can take a little nap while she's there.
Right, we're all friends here.
It's like, hey, Barb, do you have a cot in the back or something? Like, I just want to take a nap.
Real sorry about what happened at the pool.
You want to run through the dark to the cliffs?
Yeah, the cliffs and then towards town. But I just didn't want to come in the same direction that giant metallic thumping was coming from.
And I'm in danger, girl.
Mm-hmm. Molly, you in danger, girl.
You both run through the dark, stumbling through seaweed, dodging around ruined buildings, until you both reach some thick brush at the base of the cliff. You push your backs up against the rough barnacle-covered stone and hear the thump, thump, thump stop abruptly near the edge of the pit. There's a moment of silence. And then you hear a slashing sound and a wet splatter. Peering through the brush, you can make out just the faintest glimmer of burning embers from the ooze's fire attack. And in that flickering light, you can see a glint of something large and metallic.
I want to know what this thing is. Let's follow it as quietly as possible.
You ready to roll some stealth checks?
Let's roll some stealth checks.
That was a 4.
And a natural
1. Oh, a natural 1.
So I just start singing Queen. I'm like, I want to break free.
You start to follow the sound, but you're making a lot of noise. The thumps stop suddenly, and you hear a slow creak.
I'm going to hold back a minute.
You pause for a moment, and then the sound resumes, moving towards town. Thump, thump, thump.
I'm going to move normally through the forest.
Just like a normal walk.
I'm just going to stroll.
You're just like, humming Queen now?
Same, just not as loudly.
Just moseying along.
Yeah.
You continue after the figure, tromping through the waving seaweed and decaying plant life. Whatever it is, it's more than 60 feet away, so you can't quite see it. Following the trail you left when you fled, you reach the pit, and you see the remains of the slime that attacked you. It's been completely obliterated, with bits of goo splattered in every direction. Off in the distance, the thumping footfalls now veer west towards the crashing waves of the beach.
Should we go investigate? Because it seems like maybe it wasn't there to try and kill us. It destroyed the slime.
That doesn't mean anything.
I'm going to the beach regardless.
I might as well go too. I have more advantage near the beach.
Yeah, you can use all that water if you need to.
You both follow the stomps, heading west toward the crash of waves on the beach. You're making some noise. Normal for someone traipsing along a muddy path at night without a care.
We're arm in arm, and we're walking like the Sanderson sisters.
The crash of the ocean is louder now, the spray of sea air more intense. The muddy ground turns to wet sand. You're nearing the beach, with tall dunes obscuring your view of the water. You follow the sound of waves, and then after you pass one final dune, you see it. A single figure, illuminated by moonlight, standing on the beach. They're 7 feet tall, humanoid, with broad shoulders and large, heavy feet. With your dark vision, Freya, you can see that their body is made of intertwined vines and roots covered by metal plates. Their face is motionless, metallic, with two glowing blue eyes fixed on you.
Identify yourselves.
Hi, how are you? I'm Freya from Oceanica. I'm not going to try to lie because I'm a little spooked and I'm about to die. So, what's up?
Freya from Oceanica. You have been reckless. You are badly damaged.
I mean, emotionally, sure.
I'm Harlot O'Scara of Sknorf. And no one speaks to my sister like this. Identify yourself as well.
Oh my god.
I am Cher Noble. I am a guardian.
Cher Noble, are you my friend or are you my foe?
That depends entirely on your business here.
Oh, should we be honest? We have to be honest.
We were shipwrecked here. We've lost our party. We've lost this important scepter that we need in order to complete our quest.
And we owe
this hoe some money and she sent us on this quest, but we don't necessarily trust her and we don't really like her either. I mean, my friend here gave her acid face cream, so...
Don't tell her that right now.
She needs to know!
You want me to tell you everything?
That will not be necessary.
Okay.
Aside from the hoe, your story is not so different from my own.
Oh, what's your story? You tell me your story. That's cute. We're friends here.
I, too, came here by sea and cannot leave. Have you come to loot this place?
Well, not necessarily this place. We're just looking for a treaty.
Documents are likely to be found in the archive.
Is it permissible for us to enter the archive and retrieve this? Are you its guardian?
I do not guard the archive, but there is one who does.
Is that one nice?
Does not seem like it.
Okay. I mean, if I made her a birthday cake, would she be appreciative?
Hard to say. Much uncertainty as of late. First came the storm. Then came the looters. Then the devils. Then the looters were gone. And the ooze began.
You destroyed an ooze back there. Is the ooze your foe?
The ooze is an abomination.
Can't relay it.
I like Chernobyl. She killed something that tried to kill me. I'm down.
Our purposes may be aligned. I too seek an item near the archive, but have been unable to enter Town Hall without alerting its guardians.
And are those guardians the devils?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. Just making sure that we're on the same page. I'm a little dense, mildly. Well, our friends are kind of over there trying to distract these people.
Shall we join forces, Chernobyl?
That is acceptable. Together, we may be able to enter Town Hall. As for what assistance I can offer... I was originally built for war and violence, but I have chosen to become a protector. I feature both defensive and healing capabilities.
Healing. If I gave you like a great big hug, would you heal me? Because that would be really nice.
That would be acceptable.
Work. The figure steps towards you, footfalls heavy on the sand. As they stride, you hear the creak of leather and metal plates grinding against each other.
I'm gonna wrap my beautiful arms around this beautiful giant seaweed metal creature.
Lay on hands, activating.
With your arms wrapped around her, Freya, mystical glowing runes surround you. You feel a surge of life-giving energy, and new strength flows back into you as you regain 20 hit points.
Thanks.
You feel minty fresh now.
I'll send you an invoice later.
Chernobyl, such broad shoulders you have. May I ride on them?
Certainly. I think I can carry like 800 pounds, so that's not a big deal.
Party. I mount Chernobyl's shoulder.
She kneels down, and you climb up onto the shoulders easily. And with a thump, 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 she turns around and starts walking up the beach. Gestures back to you, Freya, holds out her hand.
Oh, aww. We're going to hold hands. That's so cute. So we're walking back to town, right?
Don't betray me. I really like you.
What's going on with Arson?
Okay, I have formulated my plan. I, for the very first time, am going to take out my spider ring, and I am going to summon my spider, and hopefully, if I can manage this animal handling check... I want to ride the spider up the building and into an opening.
There's a crackle of energy, and suddenly, a gigantic spider materializes next to you. It is massive and covered in prickly hairs, its legs stretching out 15 feet from one side to the other. The remaining imp, who was patrolling in front of the building, screams and falls backwards in shock against the wall. The spider scuttles from side to side for a bit and then pauses, drumming one of its legs on the ground.
You better work. I
will go. I would like to go up to it and like ET it with my finger and just like. It's like stroke it a little bit, and then be like, "Do you want to go for a ride?"
Ordinarily, I would have you roll animal handling with disadvantage because of your exhaustion, but I am going to give you a point of inspiration right now, this second, for how cool this is. Roll your animal handling.
Okay, this is like the one. This really needs to fucking.
I'll say on a success here, you can tell it exactly what to do. On a failure, it's still friendly to you. It just doesn't listen.
Okay. I've had six shows all week. I've never been more nervous.
No. Give it a good roll.
16. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
It lowers itself down to the ground so you can climb on its
Arachnoid
back.
Consent is still sexy.
Honestly,
consent.
So then I would like to gingerly, so as not to like step on any legs, any eight of them, do like a really solid like horse mount maneuver where I like swing my leg over and make it happen.
You are now on the back of a giant hairy spider.
You better work. How tall is this building that we're in front of?
Three stories. With a bell tower on top that's a little bit taller.
I want to ride it all the way up to the bell.
Okay.
So I will whisper in its ear, ascend to the top.
Immediately, the spider begins to scuttle forwards, its legs thumping onto the ground. It grips the side of the building. One of the legs brushes past that imp and knocks it to the side, and it just, like, faints onto the steps of the city hall. The spider carries you higher and higher and higher up the walls, past the boarded, shuttered windows, onto the roof of town hall, and then you're climbing the bell tower, vertically rising up until you are at the top. From here, you can see all around. You can see Watersport. You can see the partially demolished buildings. You are in the beam of light that is shining at you from the lighthouse, and the mist blows past you, waving through your hair.
I imagine there's like a small, like, propeller plane flying around the clock tower, like a King Kong moment.
Gorge.
And of course, you're still invisible.
Oh, that's the real gag of the season.
Yeah.
Cool. What's up there with me? Just like the bell, like
the bells of Watersport.
At the top of the tower, there is a bell with a rope hanging down.
Okay.
There's a little bit of a platform around it.
Okay.
So there's a place to stand.
Okay.
You can see there's a shaft leading down with a ladder on the side of it.
I love a good shaft. Is this the kind of thing that I can take the spider down with, or is that a little tricky for it?
It would be a tight fit for the spider. I mean, it could maybe jam itself down in there.
I'm going to get off the spider, and then I'm just going to, like, poke my head down and, like, just take a look and see what's down, like, there.
So you're going to, like, park your spider?
Yeah, parallel. I've taken my test. I've gotten my license. I know what's up.
Arson, you peer down the bell tower to the room at the bottom of the shaft. You see some decaying chairs facing a podium, and then you hear the sound of a door creaking open, and you see an imp lead Butylene through the wrecked furniture. Butylene, the walls of this room are adorned with wood carvings featuring scenes of an ocean battle, with a giant squid-like creature locked in combat with an enormous devil. The imp is pulling you towards a door at the back of the room.
Seems like this place has kind of been through it.
He says, sorry about the mess, as he's pulling you along. Excuse our dust. Arson, you watch as Butylene is led right beneath you at the bottom of this tower. And Butylene, you can see that at the back of the room is another set of double doors that the imp is pulling you towards.
And I'm like, is this Barb's office?
Yes, of course, right this way. And he's pulling you towards the doors, and he pushes them open. Inside, you see bookcases lining the walls from floor to ceiling of an enormous three-story library. At the far end of the room, near a fireplace, is a table covered in laboratory equipment. There's a humanoid creature, covered in spines and scaly skin, hunkered over the equipment, muttering as they pour liquids between vials. And the imp looks back at you, and he says, "Presenting Butylene O'Kipple."
Butylene? Well, isn't this interesting? Oh, munch my butt. I have been waiting to meet you a long time.
Oh, you must have Instagram.
Instagram, hologram, Marthagram, I got them all. But seriously, what true alchemist hasn't heard of Butylene O'Kipple? So, Butylene, what brings you all the way out to Watersport?
Oh my gosh, let me tell you, it is quite the story. It started with a 3-hour tour. I took this gig for exposure that didn't go very well. I wound up with a group of rapscallions and thieves, and now I'm here, just trying to survive.
Doing any interesting alchemy lately?
Well, you know, I do like to dabble with medicinal herbs, I would say. So that's mostly what I'm up to these days.
Well, have a seat.
Okay.
He pulls up a chair next to this table. You can see coming further into the library that there are more tables and benches around the room with papers and scrolls and vials with strange colored liquids in them. There's a little frame with a kettle hanging over a flame. The imp that led you in here backs out of the room and shuts the door behind you. The scaly figure is wearing just a robe, and he pulls out a chair for you to sit in. He takes a chair of his own, studying you intently.
Butylene, help me help you. What can I do for you tonight?
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. So I'm in a little bit of a credit bind. So I crashed on this island, as you know, and there's this terrible landlord that is forcing me into servitude. Basically, it's like a 16 tons kind of situation, you know, where you're like always owed to the man. You know, we might as well be staying at the Capital One Inn, basically. Yeah. And I've been sent on a quest to find some lease or something, some agreement. Do you know anything about this in these archives?
Well, you know, most of this crap in here doesn't interest me very much. I've looked through all the alchemy books. They have not been real page turners, to be perfectly honest with you. So I imagine if you're looking for something like that, it might be in the safe. Possibly. I might happen to have a key to that safe. I don't know.
Can I see the safe?
Looking around the room, you can see that on one side of the fireplace, there is a wall safe.
Okay, and it's in the room that I'm in?
Yes.
Here's the thing, Butylene. I'm a bit of an alchemist myself. I've been working on some various unguents and filters and drafts. You strike me as the real deal. I have so much that I could learn from someone like you. So, here's what I'm proposing. You set up shop here, show me your special techniques, and once I've worked out all your tricks of the trade, so to speak, I will give you the document you're looking for. Huh? Does that sound good? Sound nice and fair?
I mean, how do I know that you actually have what I need?
Well, you don't, but how do I know you have what I need, Butylene?
True story, spoken like a true alchemist.
So what do you say? You want to set up shop here? You want to show me your secret moves?
I mean, I feel like this could be mutually beneficial, but I am in kind of a time crunch. I'm supposed to be back in 3 days.
3 days? Time is a construct. I mean, look, devil to devil, like, we are from a world beyond time. We're like Littlefoot. Come with me. We'll gather under the tree star hoopah, and we will make beautiful alchemy together. Who's holding you to this 3 days, huh? What jamoke's got you on a 3 days timeline?
It's my landlord, I gotta tell ya.
You know, have you ever heard of squatting? Just squat. Just squat. Get into the squats.
It's got a
squat light.
That does sound very relieving, but, I do kind of have to keep it moving. Is there any way we can speed up this agreement?
Sir, a squatty potty would speed things up.
I'm sure that would ease my way.
Not sponsored.
Well, you know, if you could teach me everything you know within 3 days, if that's possible. I mean, you seem like a very intelligent infernal. So if you could teach me everything and it's got to be everything, and it's got to work in 3 days. Sure, I don't even know what it is. It's no skin off my butt. How I like about... to say butt.
Yes, but... let's see, can we do maybe like a day and see how it goes?
A trial period. All right, I'm into it. Now, I set this lab up about a week ago. It's still a work in progress. What I've done is I've had the imp strip the whole dang town of anything useful and bring it here. So we should have everything you need right in the building.
He gestures around the room, and you look across at all the books that are here. More laboratory equipment than you could ever imagine. There are balconies lining the room at the second floor level and the third floor level with ladders connecting them. There's also, on the third balcony, a cage with a figure. Inside this small enclosed area, you can't really make out who they are, just that all you can see are some feathers and a bit of leather clothing.
Oh no, I think it might be Jim Jim's leather daddy. So, what was the question?
As you can see, we've got everything an alchemist could want, and then some. Now, what's it going to take to put your butt in one of these seats and get you working on that famous butylenokibble mutagen I've heard so much about?
I'd say let's do it. I think we can make this mutually beneficial and everyone can learn here.
Beautiful. You're not going to regret it. Here is a signing bonus. Here's a big thing of slop. I don't know what to do with it. I made this the other night. Can you do something with it?
I'm going to take it over to a cauldron that's like just below this cage. And I'm going to like reach into like one of my little pouches and like put the goop in the cauldron and then just like find like the most volatile thing I can find in my little pouch and just make a little like... a little poof of like fire so I can like maybe illuminate the cage above to see like kind of who's in there.
Ooh, pretty.
There's a dazzling burst of color and light and the figure in the cage looks up. And you can see that it's an Arakocra, a humanoid bird wearing leather regalia. He has a look of pain on his face, like it hurts to move.
So Beetle, we got one of our prime test subjects, unspoiled. Up in the cage above, and I'll be honest with you, it looks like what you're doing here is like some kind of bomb shit. I figured out the bombs. Okay, the bombs I got, the web I got, the hellish rebuke I got, there's a bunch of this stuff, like I got it. What I want to know is the mutagen. I want to know how you make the mutagen, and I want to see it in action on one of our test subjects. And I, you know, not just any mutagen, I want to see something that'll blow my mind. And if you can show me that, then maybe if you then explain it to me like a 6-year-old how you did it, I'll give you that thingamajig you want.
You don't want to use it on yourself? You want me to use it on this, this like bird human?
You know, I've got a saying. It's I never try on my own supply. I gotta first see it on somebody else.
He rings a little bell, and that door at the side of the library opens up again, and the imp peeks his head in.
This is Peekaboo, and he'll help you out with whatever you need. You give him your list of ingredients, and he'll go around town and fetch him, won't you, Peekaboo?
Yes, sir, right away, sir.
That's right, good Peekaboo. You'll help me.
Oh my god. All right, so I want to make like the wrong mutagen for... I don't know, I want to make something that will like help Jim Jim's daddy, you know, and help him like escape. You know, like make like a different potion than my mutagen and something that will like help him escape.
How are we going to get the document that's under lock and key though?
That's the task at hand.
That's the real question.
Yeah, but in order to like get what I need from this guy, I have to like do something.
Yeah.
If you bust the bird out, maybe the bird can help you get what you need and then you can get the fuck out.
Is there a way we might be able to tease the key out in the open? You know what I'm saying? Like, not necessarily, like, take the key, but, like make it present in the room somewhere.
Right.
Because right now, I'm invisible with a giant spider waiting outside. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's, mm-hmm. like...
If the shit goes down, like, that's fine.
You know? That, like, that's what we're after. So, as long as, like, we know that it exists...
Basically, the meter's running.
Precisely.
Yeah, let's do this.
The imp that he's asked to help you is looking up at you expectantly, like, "Well, what's all right? What can I do for you?"
Basically, I think I want to get rid of this imp, so I'm going to give him just like a really long list of things that I need, and like send him on his way.
Butylene, you've given Peekaboo the imp a shopping list, you've written up a list of things for him and sent him off. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. And then, honestly, I think I might just like chuck a bomb while I can to try to like free Homeboy from the cage.
Sorry, what are we trying to accomplish by freeing this Aarakocra?
It's Jim Jim's
I'm just thinking about Jim.
But like, what does that do for us getting this?
We have another
document?
Person potentially on our team to help.
And he might
us
have
fight.
Like intel if he's been hanging up here. You know, like he actually might have intel.
Here's
of, like, what we're
here's
looking for.
What I'd like to do. Instead of you doing that, I've been hanging upstairs long enough. I would like to slip down into the room below me and sort of like start to slink my way into the room.
So you slip down the ladder, still invisible, into that room. There's doors at the back of the room, back behind the podium. And so you haven't been able to see anything that's happening in the library, in the archive, but you do see the door open and that imp come back out, and he's holding a long scroll of paper and studying it. As he's walking through the room, of course he doesn't see you, a rat appears up from the baseboards and starts walking towards him, and then there's a swirl in the air and that rat expands up into another imp, and he says, "You would not believe the night I have had." And Peekaboo says, "Now I gotta run some errands for the boss. Come on!" And he like grabs that imp, and he pulls him out of the room.
Here's what I want to do. I want to slip into the room, and I want to brush past Butylene and let her know that I'm in here, so that she knows that in order for me to accomplish anything, she has to make it so that I stay not perceivable.
Okay. So you have like a little like secret touch that you do. You're sneaking into that room. I think this is going to be a stealth check.
Okay. 7. So that's plus 1. So that's 8.
8. Okay. The imp left the door slightly ajar, and Arson, you slip through and sneak slowly, carefully into the archive. Butylene and Barb are seated in about the middle of the room, facing each other. And as you pass behind Butylene, you give her a light touch on the shoulder. At just that moment, you step on a creaky floorboard. Barb raises an eyebrow.
Got a creaky back there, Butylene?
Yeah, I mean, I gotta tell you, you know, some of my recreational herbals are just kind of doing a number on my joints. What can I say?
Well, nice to see you hard at work.
Of course, yeah. I just need a few supplies. Could I interest you in a cup of tea? One of my specialities?
Certainly.
I'll have it right up.
Thank you.
So you're like mixing up some tea, like...
Yeah, I'm making my mushroom tea. Ancient family recipe.
Arson, what are you up to?
I'm trying to get up to the third, like the balcony up at the top with the cage, with the thing, so that I can ask it questions about what's up.
I did hear that, and I do know that, like, you're invisible, so I think I would probably just start to, like, talk out loud and just be like, "Oh, this is going to be, it's been a long time since I've made a mutagen for someone else. Good thing I sent my cronies off for a moment to go get those supplies for me. In the meantime, it's really fun being here with you and teaching you things so that you'll give me the key to the safe so that maybe we can find the lease we're looking for."
I'm going to give you inspiration for that.
Thank you for picking up what I'm putting down. That makes it a lot easier with creaky floorboards.
So you're hurrying over to the ladders, and you're able to climb up to that second level, and you books all around, and there's another ladder leading up to the third level. And you're pretty close now to that
cage. Appears to be iron. You get a closer look at the figure in there. He seems to have a bandage around one of his wings, and he's wearing sort of like knight's regalia and like a leather policeman style cap, and he does not look well. He is slumped over and breathing. His breathing is labored.
Okay, so I'm going to slink over to it, and I'm going to whisper really carefully, and I'm going to say, "Hey, don't be alarmed. Don't make any sounds. Don't make any indications that you can hear me. My name is Arson, and I promise you that I am a friend. I am invisible, which is why you can't see me."
His eyes are darting around. Yeah,
I am here because we need to gain access to a lease document that we're looking for. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And do you have any information about this? Because if you do, and if you're able to help us out on this, I think we can have a mutually beneficial relationship.
He sits up a little bit and he says, "Well, this is a fine kettle of fish. I'm glad that someone's finally come out here to take care of these devils." He glances down at Butylene and the other figure that you're talking to, and he says, What did you say you're looking for? A lease?"
"We're essentially looking to gain access to the safe that is down there in the room below us, and it sounds like we might need a key. Do you know where something like that might be located?"
"Barb keeps it on him at all times. He's got a big key ring."
"Interesting.
Where did you come from? Who sent you?"
"Jim, Jim." "It just so happens that Jim Jim has sent us on this quest."
"Jim Jim, well, bless the luck. Where is he? Is he here? Did you bring him?"
"He's not with us right now, but we know where he is, and we can take you to him safely if we can gain access to this safe and get out of here in one piece."
"Well, you gotta get me out of here. I've seen some monstrous experiments down there. I can't even tell you what kind of terrible mutants he's tried to create and failed. I think I'm next, so if you could break me out of here, I'm sure I could be of some assistance."
"Sure thing. Do you know, is there a key or some sort of thing that gets you out of this in addition to us being able to get into the safe?"
"Barb's got all the keys on a key ring inside his robes."
"I thought he was just happy to see me."
"Is it just you?"
"No, Butylene, who's down there, is on our side too. And somewhere out there, wherever that may be, we have two more party members who could be on their way, who might just be hanging out in the smoking tree. You know, who knows where they are, but they're out there and they're helpers. But Butylene is definitely on our side. And she's down below."
You're gazing down at the floor now. You can see the tables and benches where all the equipment has been set up. You can see Butylene is like cooking away, like you're breaking up some mushrooms and mixing some herbs together.
That's the kettle.
Arson, you're gazing down over the railing at what's going on down there. And then you feel a sort of a tingle in your head.
"You're on the right track, Arson."
"Oh my god." Which I think very loudly inside my brain.
Barb looks up and waves at you.
"So, tea?"
"What?" I am so shook right now.
Oh my god.
So not fair.
Barb's psychic?
Harlot and Freya. The sound of ocean waves grow faint behind you as you make your way through the gloom towards the town of Watersport. You're accompanied by Chernobyl, the large lumbering figure who confronted you on the beach. Freya, you hold Chernobyl's hand. Harlot, you're riding her shoulders. Through the mist ahead, you can see the bell tower of Town Hall illuminated by a beam of light that shines down from the lighthouse on the cliff overlooking town.
First of all, I ask Harlot, are you forward-facing on her shoulders?
I'm riding side saddle on her left shoulder.
Oh, work. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
You're riding like a lady.
I am raised by the aristocracy, after all. I have not taken leave of all of my graces and airs.
By the way, I focused way too much attention on that one question. What were we doing again? I look up over at her beautiful glowing eyes, and what do? I say, I love you.
You just met her.
I still love you.
This is all very sudden.
You're welcome. How much closer to the town are we?
You're about a 5-10 minute walk away.
Okay, we're just gonna, you know, skip to see the wizard on way over there. Yup, da 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 da.
Chernobyl is glancing around now, looking towards town, looking up in the sky.
Hold, did you hear something?
I would like to see if I hear anything.
Yeah, let's have both of you roll a perception check.
Natural one, I go deaf.
So three, since we were running up a hill, like my ears got all that air, you know, when you're on an airplane, that thing.
Is this the second time running up a hill slash a Kate Bush reference has occurred?
It may be wise to take shelter.
You look up toward the bright beam that shines from the lighthouse, illuminating town square. You hear a beating of wings, and then a large shape cuts through the light, casting a shadow over the square.
Dracula?
Chernobyl is now pulling you towards one of the buildings of Watersport that's nearby. It's a rundown-looking shack. One of the walls has collapsed to the side. The roof is just barely hanging there. And she's pulling you over into it.
I'll follow her. Well, I'm on her shoulders.
Yeah, you have no choice. I'm like getting dragged by, like, a cat right behind her.
Drag her.
Let's have you roll a stealth check. Oh, and you do have the blessing of the cat lord, of course. So this will counteract your disadvantage. So you're rolling this normally.
Come on, pussy power.
Please, 20 and 19. 20. Bitch, you're 20.
So 20.
Okay.
I have a 26.
My goodness.
You completely silently are able to follow Chernobyl into the ruins of this building and wedge yourself against the wall where you just blend into the wreckage and you just listen.
Powering down.
Chernobyl's eyes dim a little bit.
Wait, before all the light goes out, I'm going to say, wait, where are you going?
Do you have USB chargers on you?
Harlot, without the faint blue light of Chernobyl's eyes, you can see nothing in the darkness. But you hear a sudden rush of wind. And Freya, you see an enormous wyvern pass overhead. It's flying low, growling and sniffing as it circles over town.
Ancient astronaut theorists are not pleased right now.
Shut up!
It lets out a huge bellowing roar as it soars overhead and then disappears into the darkness.
Girl, they had a taste. Yeah, they had a taste of fish. They want more, girl. Do they still have my octopus bra?
I'm surprised they didn't like pop out of a box after being pushed into the workroom. Instead of like hallelujah, it's like like you do.
Are the buses still running?
Powering up. It appeared as though it was the shape of a wyvern, but that would be most irregular. They do not visit the town. They hunt in the water. I wonder if anything has disturbed it.
I don't know. Never heard of her.
Freya, roll a deception check.
I just said I don't know her.
With a disadvantage.
This is 19.
Nice. Ooh, not bad.
Nice girl.
Let's see how you do.
Oh, God.
Roll a 20. 19!
Oh, whoa.
Yes!
I'll take it.
Chernobyl nods.
We will need to be vigilant for the remainder of our journey. But while we have a moment, might I ask, where have you found shelter on the island?
We were involved in a shipwreck and were washed up on shore and took refuge where we were found at the hotel.
A hotel? Does this place still have food, clean water, and medicine?
I was drinking the water. I hope it's clean.
Might I also ask, when our mission is complete, could you show me this place?
Absolutely, as long as you're still on our side. I like her. I mean,
You trust her too
worst
much.
Worst case scenario, she destroys the entire hotel and our mildly possibly enemy. Best case scenario, she doesn't do anything.
Just because she can lick your gem and heal your cracks doesn't mean that she is trustworthy.
All right, back in game. We'll think about it.
Understandable.
She starts to move forward again. Harlot, you're just being carried along, so you go off with her.
I'm going
to
duck.
And you continue on through the mist towards the town of Watersport.
Cher Noble, will you tell me what is it that you defend in this town of Watersport?
I defend the one I have sworn to protect.
Is that me?
I'm going to stab you.
No, I don't recall having sworn such an oath. However, I wish no specific harm to come to you.
Party, I'm done with that.
I mean, I still have a couple of questions, but...
We're on a road trip. You can ask. We can play Never Have I Ever or whatever.
That usually leads to sex games, so no. I'm not trying to bump donuts with you till we're stuck together. Okay, well, what I want to know is, how long have you been here?
About... a week and a half.
Were you built or were you... That makes no sense. Were you built or were you made? That's the same question.
Built, born, or hatched?
Built, born, or hatched, yeah.
I was constructed.
Okay.
Cher Noble, last question that I have for you at present. Do you know what all this slime and seaweed comes from? It seems that this should be growing down in the water, in the ocean, not on the sides of buildings and up in a town.
I am no oceanographer, but I would agree with your assessment. When I first arrived... these things were not present. Then there was the storm. Shortly after, the dead rose, which wasn't great. And after that, the town began to change rapidly.
All right, you said arrived. Where'd you come from?
I came from the city of Elbow Deep, far from here.
Okay, so just between us girls...
We're speaking in our secret language of hand-holding and subtle, like, finger scratches and hand squeezes.
Yeah.
A reminder that you do both know Draglish.
Yes. Okay, so we're speaking in Draglish, which I'm hoping she doesn't understand. She was constructed. She had arrived from Elbows Deep, and she's sworn to protect somebody.
Right.
That's all we know. Okay. I feel like we can trust her.
I mean, for now.
Okay, good enough.
Okay.
That was funny talk.
You continue through the gloom. Past wreckage covered in huge, scaly barnacles. From behind, you hear the wyvern bellow, and Chernobyl accelerates her pace. Her eyes are fixed on the bell tower of Town Hall, and astride it, a giant spider. Arson, you stand invisible on a balcony at the very top of the Archive of Watersport. Next to you is a cage containing Sir Throbberdon, the Leather Eagle. Down below, Butylene, you sit before the scaly creature known as Barb. There's a gentle bubbling from the pot of psilocybin tea you've prepared over a small fire. Barb leans back in his chair, eyeing Butylene with a subtle smile.
Hey, boo.
Butylene, you know, now that we're all alone and it's just the two of us...
Oh my fucking God, I say in my head.
Here in the room, I would like to take you up on the offer. How's that tea coming along?
Oh, I think it's just about ready.
Delicious.
I just kind of like go over and push the plunger down slowly up the French press. My like poisons, like do they have to like go on a weapon? Like can I like slip one of these into like the tea or like?
Generally, those go onto a weapon that you have to use within that turn.
Can I use a teacup as a weapon?
Use a teacup as an improvised weapon. I'm going to give you a point of inspiration for that because I love improvised teacup weapon.
Yes.
I'm going to say yes because this is very fun.
I mean, it's like worth a shot, though, I think, at this point.
Let's do it.
We're pretty, as the kids say, proper fucked at this point. So I'm going to kind of like fumble like with the tea. You know, it's just like you're trying to put away dishes in someone else's kitchen. Like you don't really know where everything is. So, but I'm also like reaching into like with the arm that's away from Barb, you know, just kind of like slightly reaching into my little like pouch, and I have these this teeny little vial that's marked with a smiley face. Like as I'm gathering the teacups together, I'm going to rub one of them with my arcane venom called Coochie's Hideous Laughter. Oh, I spilled a little bit of tea, and so let me just, like, wipe that off the rim of the teacup, and I'm just like, oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. Barb, do you take cream or sugar?
Oh, lots of both. I'm a Dunkin' Donuts girl.
Oh, I love it. Me too. You know, I will find, like, the cream and sugar makes the tea all nice up, and then I would love to present Barb with this delightfully crafted teacup with Coochie's hideous laughter.
Barb is watching you intently, unblinking. Let's have you roll sleight of hand. This is going to be with disadvantage unless you want to use that point of inspiration.
Absolutely, of course.
Okay, this will be a normal roll then.
Awesome.
Oh big my money. God.
I know, there's a lot rolling. My friend's hanging from a cage. 3. Son of a... Plus 2, 5 total.
Yikes.
So you put that little potion around the rim of the cup, and you push it over to Barb.
Let's cheers to good times. May the good times roll.
Here's to Udaline, Butaline. But you know, let me just put this aside for a moment, because you know, I think we got started on the wrong foot. When you came in here, to be honest, you kind of caught me with my pants down. I wasn't expecting to see you, and I'm also not wearing any pants. So let me start by introducing myself. Please allow me to introduce myself. A little devil song. clearly a man of wealth and taste. I am Barb. I was sent here from the Hells, which maybe you're familiar with, maybe not. I don't want to assume anything about your infernal ancestry. But I was sent here on a mission to breed fire elementals. And, Butaline, I don't know, have you ever bred fire elementals?
I've been bred before, but I haven't done much in the breeding myself, no.
So you might know, they just kind of lie there. I mean, honestly, they don't need me to oversee this project at all. A simple imp could watch these fire elementals breed all day and all night.
A simp?
Exactly right. And so it was about a week ago, week and a half or so, this book just falls into my lap, and I get this bright idea. I don't need to breed these fire babies. I could do so much more.
Oh my god. Oh god, this is so wrong. Oh my god. Oh my god.
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
You know, have you ever had a boss who's a douche?
Yes, many.
Okay, so my boss is a douche. My boss's boss is a douche. My boss's boss's boss is an archdevil, the ancient nemesis of an old god you know as the Kraken. I need that mutagen before my boss shows up to take delivery of those fire elementals. Otherwise, let me tell you, here's what's going to happen. My boss is going to lure the forces of the Kraken into the center of the Ring of Islands, and he's going to use those fire elementals to blow them all up. That's what the whole plan is. Use this volcanic island as a weapon. Now, I've got a different plan. We perfect that mutagen of yours, you and I. We use the mutagen on whoever we can get our hands on to create an army of super mutants. Our mutants beat off the forces of the Kraken before my boss even arrives. He shows up, looks like a big dweebus. I get a sweet promotion. You and your friends, why, you are spared a fiery death. So, Butaline, are you going to help me make my army of super mutants?
Can I sleep on it?
Yes. I will give you 24 hours to give me your final decision.
Ooh, so mysterious. I'm aroused and intrigued, my goodness. Well, let's cheers. How about this tea?
You know what? I think I'm good on the tea right now. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to work on one of my experiments. Get it ready for our birdie boy up there, and I'm going to wave up there to the birdie boy.
Cool. Well, I'm going to get to work over here. I have this little ritual that I do. You know, it's just like a vocal practice, like warm up my vocal cords. Do you mind if I just like warm up my vocal cords for just like a moment?
No, it'll be like ASMR.
Arson like the shots in the casino.
Woo! Big dog. Oof. Little dog. Arf, arf. Ooh, I feel so much better now. Thank you. Now I can really get to work.
What's going on up on that third story balcony right now?
That was received. In Draglish. It was all in Draglish, yeah. Of course. Yeah, it sounded like, yes, mama, uh-huh.
So I'm pretty sure Barb knows exactly where I am.
Into your soul.
Right.
He saw your profile on Grindr.
Okay, I'm going to chance it. Because I think what I'm going to try to do is see if I can take advantage of my invisibility just for a second and launch some sort of, like, thing from where I'm at.
Remember, as soon as you start casting another spell, your invisibility...
Right. Can you just, like, call for your spider steed or something?
Well,
like, do a little, like...
I had trouble bringing the spider in with me because of the opening.
Yeah, we definitely need to get some, like,
reinforcements. Yeah. Is there anything in this room that would obviously be explosive?
There are a lot of volatile-looking chemicals. Some very strong alcohol smells. There's sort of like a sickly sweet cherry scent. There's things that are bubbling and steaming with the mist kind of like heavily coming off of them and drifting over the floor. There's powders and sacks with like a danger warning on them. So it does seem like there's all manner of hazardous materials.
Sounds like another night at the nightclub.
I was going to say.
It is also a room surrounded, ringed with books, which are probably flammable.
Ooh.
I am chaotic neutral. I am in a tight spot. Everyone knows where I'm at. I am going to, my strategy in my brain is to cause a lot of chaos at once. And see what, and just see what happens. I'm no longer in a situation where I can be sneaky. I'd like to use three of my glass bottles and fill those three glass bottles to the top with smeared off vodka. That's what the brand name says.
100 proof.
And I would like to attempt to throw one at the books, one at the whatever was making the alcohol-y smell, and one at the, like, crates and shit with the danger.
You're targeting the books, the alcohol smell that's coming from a bubbling cauldron in the middle of the room, and the crates and sacks marked danger. To hit each one is going to be three separate ranged attack rolls, which will make you visible. Do you want to go for it?
Fuck it, let's do it.
Yes.
All right, we're going to start with the books.
This will be one for the books, I'm sure. That's, so 10 total.
10. You feel the shudder of your invisibility dropping as you suddenly appear up on the balcony, your arm raised with a Molotov cocktail in your hand. You pitch it as hard as you can toward the shelves on the far side of the room, but your aim is off, and it smashes to the ground, leaving a flaming puddle on the floor. Close to the books, but not quite reaching them yet. Barb simply raises an eyebrow. And next, you're going to roll for those crates and sacks with the danger signs.
Are the sacks on Fifth Avenue?
I hate you right now. That was hilarious.
God. So 14 total.
14. You drop the Molotov cocktail down to the sacks just off to the side beneath you, and it is a direct hit. There's an explosion of glittering pink smoke, and a green fireball rises up. And then the flames become solid and turn into the leaves of a tree that continues to grow larger and larger by the second. Its roots buckle into the wooden floorboards. The branches reach up 10 feet tall and press against the wall of the archive. Barb raises another eyebrow. And now you're going to roll to hit the cauldron emitting the smell of alcohol.
Okay, please don't fuck this up. Ugh, that's a 9 total.
With that 9, you hurl another Molotov cocktail towards the cauldron, but you just miss getting it in and instead hit the side of the cauldron and knock it over, dumping out a thick yellow goo. As soon as it hits the floor, the goo bubbles and rises up in a massive blob with waving tentacles about 10 feet from Butylene. Barb stands, shaking his head.
Ah, crap.
It's a bunch of gem shards.
Oh, I don't think you're ready for my jelly.
Where's Beyonce and Kelly?
They can't handle it, girl.
Butylene, what do you do?
Son of a... lightly soil myself, first of all.
No prestidigitation necessary.
Right.
The yellow ooze is blobbing over itself towards you.
I think I'm going to turn to Barb and just be like, because I've never seen this thing before. And he's like, yo, girl, what the hell is that?
Oh, that's one of my experiments. As you can see, I'm not that good at mutagen. This has been an object lesson in why I need your help. Now, your friend, I like. You know, I was thinking this arson. Arson's here. You know that, right? I was thinking arson.
Oops.
Is a thinker. Arson's a planner. Why? Well, didn't seem like. Few minutes ago, Arson had her eye on the prize. She knew what the goal was. She was formulating a way to get it. Now, next thing I know, she's blowing up my whole goddamn lab. I love it. I don't know what's gonna happen next. So here's the thing, Butylene. I can't afford to lose you, Birdie Boy, and your spooky friend. I honestly couldn't give a shit. So, how about you and I go someplace safe, and we leave Arson to the jelly?
How about we just have a cup of tea and call it good?
You really want to stay here and have a cup of tea?
One of the walls of the archive is now starting to buckle apart as the branches push further and further into it, lifting cases of books up into the air.
I really need to get this key so we can get into the safe.
I have this caged thing on my mind. I'm going to ask this thing that's in the cage, hey, so what's your flying status? Like, can you fly? Can you carry me?
Usually, yes, under ideal circumstances, I can fly. He's looking nervously around the room, which is rapidly filling with smoke.
Clearly.
Right now, I've got an injured wing. It's going to be difficult for me to get very far, but I've been on the mend lately.
If we were able to fully heal you instantly, what would your flying skills be like?
Majestic.
Beetleine, are you able to heal this thing?
I should be able to, yeah.
Okay, well, then I think the plan has made itself. I would love to Eldritch Blast the cage apart, get Beetleine to heal this thing, and then I'll just tell Thrabaron, like, hey, look, if I get you out of here, will you fly me? Will you fly me and take me?
Like piggyback on Thrabadon?
I want to, like, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban this fucking, like...
You want to ride his Azkaban?
I sure as hell do.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Engage.
Do an attack roll on this cage.
I know I keep saying it, but, like, this roll needs to be the roll. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going
to
give you a point of inspiration for this plan. So if you want to use that point...
You better believe I do.
We'll see how you roll.
I'm feeling pretty spendy.
You bet your D20.
All right. Oh, my God. I'm so nervous. Yeah, I definitely want to use the point of inspiration.
That was a four.
I rolled a four. Oh, my God.
That's what a four sounds like.
If I roll a five, I'm going to be so fucking pissed. Okay. Oh, my God. It was a natural 20.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Arson, you hold your hands out towards this cage.
I'm speechless.
Describe to me what happens.
The gesture that I'm going to do is I'm going to circle my fingers like they're making the number zero. I'm gonna make my fingers into a pre-fisting configuration, and then I'm going to forcefully put my fingers through the hand hole, and it's going to make a ring of fire that's going to surge right through the cage, but because it's a ring, it's going to miss the Aarakocra and instead just, like, fry right through the cage.
A perfect circle of crackling energy blasts out of your hands, slicing through the metal bars of the cage and then bursting through the bookshelves behind it, punching a hole straight through the wall of the archive. Paper and splintered wood flies everywhere, and the metal bars of the cage clatter to the ground. Sir Thrabadon looks up in wonder. Freed, you want to go ahead and hop on his back?
I mean, almost in the same like motion, like fist to ride, which is a maneuver that I am deeply familiar with.
Arson, you leap towards Thrabadon and climb onto his back. He struggles for a moment and then rises to his feet, unfurls his wings. He calls out, "Charge!" He lumbers to the railing of the balcony and plunges over, soaring directly down towards Butylene, just as the massive yellow slime stretches up over her like a tidal wave. Hi, this is your DM, Matt. I am super excited to announce the very first Queens of Adventure live stream, the culmination of an entire week of live-streamed games to benefit Seattle Children's Hospital. The streams start on October 28th with a big gay game of Dungeons & Dragons, starring comedian Brian Safi, writer Anthony Oliveira, critic Carlos Maza, and LGBTQ film scholar Brian Wiest. Then we'll be streaming video games every day for the next week, with the Queens making their debut the following Sunday, November 4th, at 1 p.m. Pacific. We'll be playing an original adventure live, online, in full drag, raising money throughout the stream for the hospital. 100% of your donations will go directly to the research and treatment of childhood illnesses. Head over to bit.ly/extralifeseattle for more details, to donate now, and to join us for the Queens of Adventure stream on November 4th at 1 p.m. Pacific. That's bit.ly/extralifeseattle. As always, big thanks to season sponsor Russell Bloomdale, thanks to Sam Antonioli and Major Scales for original music. This episode contains the tracks This House, Giant Worm, House of Leaves, and Rhino's Theme by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Thanks to Chad Sell for podcast art. Thanks to the Queens, Harlot O'Scara, Butalino Kippel, Arson Nikki, and Freya Love. You can find them all online. Thanks to Mr. Brainley for the very kind review that goes, take a seat, Legolas. If Lord of the Rings and Tu Wong Fu Thanks for Everything Julie Newmar had a love child, it would sound just like Queens of Adventure. Two stilettos up. If you're enjoying the show, please leave a review. That is super helpful. We have more bonus episodes and playable content that you can download for Kickstarter and Patreon backers. Head over to patreon.com/queensofadventure to support the show and get access to our bonus content. Chat with us between episodes on Twitter and on Discord. Links to those are at queensofadventure.com. And until next time, sissy that roll.